Section 2. Mindfulness directed to the body. Kaya Gatasati. Chapter 7. Mindfulness directed to the body. A strong post or pillar. One dwells without having set up mindfulness of the body. Suppose, bhikkhus, a man would catch 6 animals with different domains and different feeding grounds and tie them by a strong rope. He would catch a snake, a crocodile, a bird, a dog, a jackal and a monkey and tie each by a strong rope. Having done so, he would tie the ropes together with a knot in the middle and release them. Then, those 6 animals with different domains and different feeding grounds would each pull in the direction of its own feeding ground and domain. The snake would pull one way, thinking, "Let me enter an anthill." The crocodile would pull another way, thinking, "Let me enter the water." The bird would pull another way, thinking, "Let me fly up into the sky." The dog would pull another way, thinking, "Let me enter a village." The jackal would pull another way, thinking, "Let me enter a charnel ground." The monkey would pull another way, thinking, "Let me enter a forest." Now, when these 6 animals become worn out and fatigued, they would be dominated by the one among them that was strongest. They would submit to it and come under its control. So too, bhikkhus, when a bhikkhu has not developed and cultivated mindfulness directed to the body, the eye pulls in the direction of agreeable forms, and disagreeable forms are repulsive. The ear pulls in the direction of agreeable sounds, and disagreeable sounds are repulsive. The nose pulls in the direction of agreeable odours, and disagreeable odours are repulsive. The tongue pulls in the direction of agreeable tastes, and disagreeable tastes are repulsive. The body pulls in the direction of agreeable tactile objects, and disagreeable tactile objects are repulsive. The mind pulls in the direction of agreeable mental phenomena, and disagreeable mental phenomena are repulsive. It is in such a way that there is non-restraint. One dwells having set up mindfulness of the body. Suppose, bhikkhus, a man would catch 6 animals with different domains and different feeding grounds and tie them by a strong rope. He would catch a snake, a crocodile, a bird, a dog, a jackal, and a monkey, and tie each by a strong rope. Having done so, he would bind them to a strong post or pillar. Then, those 6 animals with different domains and different feeding grounds would each pull in the direction of its own feeding ground and domain. The snake would pull one way, thinking, "Let me enter an anthill." The crocodile would pull another way, thinking, "Let me enter the water." The bird would pull another way, thinking, "Let me fly up into the sky." The dog would pull another way, thinking, "Let me enter a village." The jackal would pull another way, thinking, "Let me enter a charnel ground." The monkey would pull another way, thinking, "Let me enter a forest." Now, when these 6 animals become worn out and fatigued, they would stand close to that post or pillar, They would sit down there. They would lie down there. So too, bhikkhus. When a bhikkhu has developed and cultivated mindfulness directed to the body, the eye does not pull in the direction of agreeable forms, nor are disagreeable forms repulsive. The ear does not pull in the direction of agreeable sounds, nor are disagreeable sounds repulsive. The nose does not pull in the direction of agreeable odors, nor are disagreeable odors repulsive. The tongue does not pull in the direction of agreeable tastes, nor are disagreeable tastes repulsive. The body does not pull in the direction of agreeable tactile objects, nor are disagreeable tactile objects repulsive. The mind does not pull in the direction of agreeable mental phenomena, nor are a disagreeable mental phenomena repulsive. It is in such a way that there is restraint. A strong post or pillar, this, bhikkhus, is a designation for mindfulness directed to the body. Therefore, bhikkhus, you should train yourselves thus. We will develop and cultivate mindfulness directed to the body. Make it our vehicle. Make it our basis. Stabilize it. Exercise ourselves in it and fully perfect it. Thus should you train yourselves thus.